There's a lot of talk in the world about spirituality. Spirituality, I guess, ruchnius, maybe a translation. I'm not sure what the word means in the general society, but in fact, once there was a well-known story. A young lady, she was born Jewish. She had no shaychus to Yiddishkeit. She ended up by some guru in India someplace, and she was getting very serious about following the spiritual inspiration of this individual. Except one day, before she was ready to make her commitment, she remembered that she was born Jewish and she knew nothing about it. So she figured, maybe I'll find out something about it. She picked herself up. She went to Eretz Yisrael, and she came to Yerushalayim. It sounds like she entered a class in Neve, in the girls' seminary, and they were talking at the time about Hashavas Aveda. And she sat there for 45 minutes, finding it very uninspiring and lacking any sense of spirituality. All these halochas, all these laws about this, you do this, and you announce as a simon, and this, and you know, and where it's found, and what position it's found. It wasn't for her. So she picked herself up, she went back to India, and she's ready to make her commitments to the spiritual way of this guru. As they're walking along, trying to, you know, I guess, finalize the commitment, so she spots a wallet, thick, full of whatever. She opens it up. She sees massive amount of $100 bills, credit cards, everything, with identification and everything. And the guru sort of very quickly takes it from her and, you know, puts it under his robes. So she says, we have to return it. You know, it has identification. We have a phone number. It has a, you know, you don't get it. You know, just it keeps going. And again, she tries, you know, we have to return it. It's not ours. It belongs to someone, you know. And finally, again, another attempt. And he says, you don't understand. If we give it back, they will just spend all of this on the material world. We will transform it. We, what do you mean we? You know, he will transform it to spirituality and this. And she had enough. She picked herself up. That's the way the story goes. It seems it's a real story. She went back to Eretz Yisrael. She enrolled in Neve and, you know, eventually got married and Frum and everything, lived happily ever after. Whatever it is, spirituality is very often misunderstood. There seems to be an interesting insight here in the Sipurnu about the proper attitude or the proper taking advantage of even the greatest spiritual opportunity. The Pasuk says that v'osu li mikdosh v'shachanti b'soichom and v'chule, the whole inyan of building a mishkan and eventually building a beis hamikdosh. So the Sipurnu says, and the Pasuk ends, k'chol anshar nimare oischo. So he says, Eshkoin beinehem lekabel tfilosom v'avuidosom. I'm going to dwell. I want a place to be, to live, so to speak, kaviyochol, so that a place where I should be able to, I'll be mekabel from there, their tfilos, and their avuidos Hashem, the avuidos, the korbonos, everything. That's from the place from which I'll be mekabel it. Be'oiso oifen shani mare oisko shchinosi bohor. He's going to show him the example of the Shekhinah on the har, whatever he saw there, Moshe Rabbeinu, we don't know exactly. Alakapiris ben shnei akruvim im tavnis habishkon vim tavnis kol kelov. He says, I guess he showed Moshe Rabbeinu these images when he was at Har Sinai. Ki omnom tavnis habishkon teira alakruvim shehem srofim oimdim imaloi. This part I don't understand exactly. Hanirim l'neviim. This Mare HaMishkan was shown, the Nevi'im saw it, and then it was built downstairs. So Mehem BaKodesh, Mehem BaKodesh Kodoshim, there were Kruvim, it seems, in the Kodesh, Kodesh Kodoshim, Bishnei Machborois, Mechuborois, Bekrosim, they were, the curtains were tied together, LaAchodim, LaAvoidas Boirom, tied together to the in the service of Hashem. That's the way the Mishkan was made. V'chein roi sheyia b'Yisroel kol kedusha mechuborim el ha'omoin lohovin ulohiris. That it's a remez, the tying of the curtains, I guess, which upon which the kruvim were put, is a remez to Klal Yisroel, that all of the holy ones of Klal Yisroel should be connected together with the masses of people to teach them lehovin ulohiris, to teach them the derech Hashem and so forth. Uvekodesh hakadoshim nosan haTorah, and in the kodesh hakadoshim was put the Torah or the luchos, whatever that means. Teich guf mitzupe zohav mibayis umichutz. This oroin was mitzupe mibayis umichutz bezohav with gold. Keomram zichrono levrocha bozeh. And this is a remez to what Chazal say, called Talmud Chochem, she'enu teichoi kebaroi, enu Talmud Chochem. That a Talmud Chochem, as knowledgeable and learned as he is, if the inside and the outside, or the outside doesn't reflect what's on the inside, and the inside reflecting what's on the outside, he's not teichoi kebaroi, he's not real and sincere, it's not just an act on the outside, but that it's real through and through, then that's not a Talmud Chochem. So that the fact that the Torah is in a place where it's mitzupe mi bayis umichutz, that's showing that the bayis and the chutz have to be the same, a remez to toichoi kebaroi. And the fact that it's kuloi zohov is meira al tzelem elokim. This is a remez, the fact that it's all made of gold is to show us how choshev the person is. He's been created b'tzelem elokim, bilti mechubor imoy klal, nothing else, just that pure godless. V'chein kruvim p'neim ish alochiv, the kruvim faced one another, ish alochiv, meirim al pe'ulos hamtzoas hamuskol v'kabalosoi. That shows on the efforts to understand, to have seichel, and to understand and to be mekabel logic and Torah and seichel and so forth. V'zeh b'habit el ha-Torah, one looks at the Torah, ke'omroi el ha-kaperes yiu p'nei ha-kruvim, so that the kruvim looking at each other is a remez that we have to be looking and willing to accept seichel and hadrocha and to be mekabel from the Torah. U'v'zehem porsim k'nofim l'malo, k'nofayim l'malo, their wings are spread out, ke'omro orachayim l'malo l'maskil, to remind us something else, that the way of life, if a person is wise, is always going upward. You have to improve. You can't stay. The Goyin says, the Pasuk says, Laman Sur Mishoel Moto, because if a person in Ruchnius isn't always going up, he can't stay at a plateaued level. He's going to go down, Mimela. So this is the remez to that. Now Hashem is like, I guess, paying attention to us. Like the Pasuk says in Yeshaya, I'm going to look at this and look at what you're doing. You should do this. This whole Mishkan with all of these details and remozim and props that I've made is kedei she'eshkem b'soichachem ledaber imcho ulekabel, to speak with you. That's what he's going to speak to Moshe Rabbeinu, ulekabel tfilas va'avodas Yisroel, and to accept the tfilas and the avod of Klal Yisroel. Loikemoy shohoyu ho'inyan koydem ho'egel, not like the situation was before the egel, because before the egel, ke'omru b'chol ha'mokom sh'raz k'rishmi ovo yelecho v'rachticho, there you could speak to Hashem and communicate with Hashem any place you went. You didn't need this special place. It didn't need any special props. All of these things that you have here were not relevant before the egel. Only after the egel, this is what we need. So, I think that this, just a little bit, if you think about it, it's a little bit interesting that here we have a place that's the Mokom HaShoras HaShechina, whatever that means, that the divine presence is like mitzumtzum ki'ilu into this place. V'osuli mikdosh v'shochanti b'soichom. There can't be a more fully, blatantly, obviously, powerful spiritual experience than going into that place. This is the place where the Shechina, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says himself, Ve'osu li mikdosh v'shochanti b'soichom. I'm going to take up residence in your midst, in this particular mokim. Fine. But yet, it has a lot of conditions. and it has a lot of issues that it must address in order for this place to be considered the place where I can be able to be mekabel your tefillas and your avodah. There has to be it has to be that everyone is united together in avodas Hashem, and united together in teaching lohovin ulahoyrois, that the leaders are connected to the kedushim, are connected to the hamoinam, in order to teach them. There's this atmosphere of connection, of unity, where everyone is able to teach, whether the knowledgeable people will teach the others, lohovin ulahoyrois, that's one. It has to be with the realization that a person has to be, a Talmud Chochem has to be, toichei kebaroi, has to be sincere, has to be real. Can't be any phoniness. There can't be any outward manifestations that don't reflect the true insides. It has to be a readiness to look to the Torah, to accept everything that the Torah teaches us, and this is where I'm going to get seichel, and to be makabal all the seichel, all comes from there. A person, it has to be the realization that we were created, B'Tselem Elikim, that that's what the gold represents, that this is the chashivus of who a person is that's coming here to be mispalel or to do the avodah. The realization that I have to be constantly focused on growth, Eirachayim Lemalo Lemaskil, that's another critical ingredient. And then, with all of these ingredients, this is the place that Hashem will look. And he'll be and from here will be makabel our tefillas and our avoido, and this in reality wasn't necessary until the Chet HaEgel. Until the Chet HaEgel, this wasn't necessary. But once the Chet HaEgel reduced the level of the Klal Yisrael to the point, I guess the separation or the distancing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they needed all of this. But what's very, very strange is that here you have the ultimate inspiration. We have the ultimate, imagine a person comes with a tzora. He comes to the Mishkan, he comes to be mispalel, or he comes to bring a korban, he did a chet, and he's sincere, and he has a broken heart, and he has a problem, and he has remorse on the chet that he did, or whatever it may be, and he's feeling, and he's this, and he's in this place. I mean, some people... in the early days before the Kosel became very popular, but you go there, you feel, oh, this is the Mokom HaMikdosh, this is the Mokom HaShoras HaShchino. By the Kosel, it also says that the Yineza Oymer Achar Kosleinu, that Kodesh Baruch Hu swore that his Shchino will remain in the Kosel forever. It's so inspiring. No. The inspiration that's necessary in order for this to be a place where our tefillas and our korbonos will be worthy of being accepted, the spiritual is not enough. There has to be very clear lessons and focus on these critical ingredients that he lists over here. And without that, it's not. When Klal Yisrael was on a high enough level, then that's it. Wherever you go, you turn to Hashem, that's enough. We need props. We need reminders. We need reminders that it has to be Teichu Kibaru. We need reminders that we have to be united together with Klal Yisrael and whoever has the Kedoshim have to be teaching everybody. We need the reminder that we created B'Tselem Elokim and not to think of ourselves in terms of such shiflus. We need reminders that we have to look to the Torah and open ourselves up to be Mekabel the directives. We need reminders that we have to go Oirachayim Lamalo Lamaskil. And without these things, we're not going to be able to find the sincerity and the true feeling of Avedas Hashem, whether it's in the tefillah or whether it's in the korbonos, in order for it to be accepted. So I think that, first of all, we see that spirituality is very nice, but it doesn't really do very much. Before the ego, okay. But this is still the Dor Deah after the Egel. They're still the Dor Deah. Their knowledge, their wisdom was beyond anything that's humanly comprehensible to us. Ablamaisa, the spiritual, the place, the Mokum HaShoras HaShchina, I have direct connection with the Shechina, that's not enough. I need constant focus on all of these other ingredients in order to maintain that true connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I think we also see the importance of the props, which is really limud ha-musar. A person, as he's coming in, and he's mamish preparing himself, and he's coming with a pickle, with a broken heart, and he wants to turn to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and he's at the right address, the address that Hashem himself promised, v'shochanti b'soichom. But he needs this, has to, oh, gold. Ooh, I'm betzelem elokim. Torah in the Oroin. Oh, this is where I have to look for guidance. Mechuborim, it's the Yerios or whatever is referring to there as Mechuborim. Ah, we have to be one and united. Klal Yisrael and the Kedushim have to teach the others. Aye, we have to be constantly looking to elevate ourselves and so forth and so on. And without those props, then it's not going to work. A person needs constant reminders, constant limud ha-musar, constant refocusing, even under the most, what would seem to be the most spiritually uplifting moments or places. But unless we have that, it doesn't work. So I think that there's two things. Number one, pure abstract or only spirituality is very overrated. I don't think our spirituality could lead to what the spirituality led this lahavdil elef alfei havdolos, this guru, but it's dangerous because shechino, this, people talk like that, you know, I got this fervor, I got this spirit. There's a lot of lemaisa lessons, and those lessons can't just be learnt. Those lessons need a tzir chushi. Those lessons, I have to look at the gold b'shas, I'm coming to the mishkan, to the mokom hashchina, to remember that I'm created b'tzelem elokim. And I have to look at the chibur to remember my responsibility for that unity, for that togetherness. And I have to look at the knofayim l'mala to remember I got to go higher and higher. And look at the Torah in the Orin to realize that this is what I have to be makabel. And if I don't have these props, it would seem that this mokum hashchina, which is such a unique level of spiritual experience, would not be able to be as effective or effective in having us be, in having Hashem being mekabel the tefillos and the avodah, because I assume that the reason is certainly the props are not for him, and certainly his desire to be mekabel us is great. That's why he made the mishkan in the first place. But that means we're not able to elevate ourselves without the individual props, without the focus on these things, and without the props to help us focus, without the limud ha-musar, we're not able. So I guess that for us, in very simple terms, is that we can sometimes be inspired and we can sometimes feel this rush of, you know, spiritual ruchniyistik inspiration, but we have to make sure that it's constantly enhanced and developed and refocused with the real props, with the learning of Musa, with the tzir chushi, with the clear-cut picture of what exactly, like Rabbi Yisrael Salanter describes. Otherwise, that the spirituality could just pass us by and in situations like this, even miss the opportunities to be accepted in our tefillos and in our avodah.